From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Supreme Court has ruled that juveniles may not be sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole unless they're guilty of homicide. Five of the nine justices agreeing such sentences violate the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the majority, says states must give young offenders who receive long sentences a meaningful chance to show eventually that they should be released. Britain's High Court has granted British Airways an injunction halting a planned strike by cabin crew employees. The airline says, though, it has already put contingency plans in place and made schedule changes, so its full operations at London's Heathrow Airport won't resume until the weekend. Heathrow has reopened today after a closure because of the cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland. Willie Walsh, British Airways chief executive, says he thinks airlines should be able to decide themselves when it's safe to fly.
Well, I think Europe should adopt the model that has been very effective in the United States, where they have to deal with volcanic ash on a daily basis.
Walsh told Sky News there's no significant volcanic ash over London today, but Heathrow was closed this morning. The first in a series of congressional hearings on the oil spill this week is about to begin on Capitol Hill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee will be hearing from Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
The committee, headed by Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman, is focusing on the nation's response to the catastrophic accident. The drilling rig Deepwater Horizon exploded in flames and later sank, killing 11 workers and releasing a torrent of oil into Gulf waters. The committee is questioning Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, a top Coast Guard Rear Admiral responding to the spill, as well as Lamar McKay, the chairman and president of BP America. This is just the first of at least six hearings this week in Congress, all in separate committees investigating the accident, the response, and the future of domestic energy production. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama has signed the Daniel Pearl Freedom of Press Act today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Members of Al-Qaeda beheaded the Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in Pakistan 8 years ago. In an Oval Office signing ceremony, President Obama said that incident reminded us of how valuable a free press is.
What this act does is it sends a strong message from the United States government and from the State Department that we are paying attention to how other governments are operating when it comes to the press.
The bill expands an annual State Department report on human rights. Now the report will include information about which countries censor, imprison, or attack journalists. There is a separate category for countries with particularly severe violations. The report will also document whether government officials participate in or condone the abuses. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
This is NPR News from Washington. The White House says Iran's agreement to ship some of its enriched uranium to Turkey for storage would be a positive step, but even so, the U.S. still has serious doubts about the Iranian government's willingness to live up to its commitments. The deal was brokered by Turkey and Brazil and is similar to an agreement worked out with the West last fall. Iran backed out of that deal and since then has been enriching more uranium, so the amount it's proposing to ship to Turkey may only be about half of its current stockpile. Some analysts say the deal could undermine efforts by the Obama administration to win tougher sanctions against Iran. Master jazz pianist Hank Jones is dead at the age of 91. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports Jones played with everyone from Ella Fitzgerald to Charlie Parker in a career that spanned more than seven decades.
Elegant and versatile, Hank Jones was both. Often dressed in a coat and tie, Hank Jones played in just about every setting imaginable, TV, Broadway, and recording sessions with all the jazz greats. And it was Hank Jones who accompanied Marilyn Monroe when she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to JFK. Hank Jones was born in Mississippi but raised in Michigan. One of seven children, his family was highly musical. His two younger brothers were trumpeter Thad and drummer Elvin Jones. Of his piano playing, a critic once wrote, "As always, Hank Jones is a model of grace without pressure." Hank Jones died Sunday night at a Bronx hospital after a brief illness. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks are trading in a tight range as investors remain cautious about the European debt situation. The Dow currently down 113 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.